The University Teachers Association of Ghana, UTAG, will today meet the National Labour Commission over the non-payment of their book and research allowance. Government has announced that it's replacing the book and research allowance with a national research fund. But that did not go down well with UTAG. President of UTAG, Dr. Samuel Ofori-Bekwe, told Radio Ghana that the outcome of their meeting with the Labour Commission will determine whether to declare a strike or not.
We sent a notice to the Labour Commission on that issue. And the Labour Commission invited us last Friday, that kind of arbitration between UTAG and the government. We didn't finish with that, and there is an agenda. So based on that, we are waiting to have a meeting before we can now see whether we are embarking on industrial action or not. And actual fact, had it not been that meeting, we are not even going to announce it. We still had a meeting planned for, and we are going to make the announcement.
But are you not satisfied with the arrangement put in place by the Education Ministry and the other?
They have not put any arrangement in place, so for that I cannot say we are satisfied, because there is no arrangement in place for us to be satisfied with.
But the government explained that they want a national research fund which you cater for your book and research allowance to.
Yeah, if they want a national research fund, we don't have any qualms about that, but I said pay us the book and research allowance, that's all.
But is the National Research Fund not adequate enough to cater for the book and research fund?
Are they going to pay us the book and research from the National Research Fund? We said pay us. We are not so much interested about the establishment of a fund. All we need is our book and research allowance, that's it.
So what are your expectations as you go into that meeting?
Well, when it comes to certain things, you go with an open mind, probably even expecting the best to come out of it, so that we'll get this issue back off our necks, and then we'll do what we have been employed to do. However, we may also expect the worst, and if it comes to the worst, then we'll have no other option than to resort to our industrial action.
What I'm trying to find out is whether you expect the minister to come and tell you that they are going to pay you the book and research allowance, and if they don't give that assurance, it means you're going on the strike.
Definitely. If that assurance is not given, then there's nothing else that we'll be wasting time on.
Would it be immediate?
Yeah, just after the meeting with them. If we get the impression that they are not going to pay us, then we'll just announce immediately after that meeting. The National Executive Committee is also going to, and then whatever decision that we'll take, we'll announce it.
President of UTAG, Dr. Samuel Ofori-Bekwe, in that interview with Bubu Klinogo. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Education expressed shock at the threat to embark on an industrial strike. Public Relations Officer of the Education Ministry, Paul Cramper, said it's unfair for UTAG members to issue that ultimatum because the ministry is doing its best to ensure that lecturers are able to undertake research through other means.